as simple as losing it out of the middle tonight? What
sort of... Oh, that was a significant component. So at the source, centre square bounce, was 1-7 at half time, ended up 6-16. So that was really disappointing. That we obviously need to get better because, you know, the conditions, they're really quite slippery. So it was very much a territory game. And then, and around the ground clearances as well. So obviously Gawn, pretty special ruckman at the minute. Our young guys are, Sean Darcy had two games and brought him back in, but a bit thin, but we've got to wear that in Michael Atness. So compared to the dominance of Max was quite difficult. But at ground level, we'd still like our body work and our joint in to minimise that more than we did tonight. So that was an area that put us under ground position. And then our ability to transition the ball out was very, very at the low end. So turned it over a lot coming, couldn't get it out. You know, make it big, switch it down the line. Didn't really matter. They just really beat us at the source in the contest and bringing it out. So all credit to them. They're in a position where they'd lost three and, you know, they're a very talented list and builder for a long time, but we still would like to be in better. I thought we fought on after half time. We had a couple of nearly moments that would have been by stealth, but we would have been maybe within three goals at one point, a couple of drop marks in the goal square. So, but then they went on with the business in the last quarter in the areas you spoke about, centre square bounce, around the ground clearances and that territory battle, and they were just too physical and locked it in. So fortunately, they were inaccurate, and that probably flattered us. Well, we know it did, really. So we've got a young group, but we need to get harder, consistently harder in the contest, work harder to reset and give us outlet options. There's no doubt about that. Now, our defenders, it's pretty hard to judge them. They're under siege. But, you know, put Cherry in the midfield, Andy Brayshaw down back. That's a good lesson. You know, if you don't put your midfield pressure on, this is what it feels like, mate. So I thought he really competed. Chera showed his quality, his cleanness and ability in there. So there's some bits and pieces. I thought Cox showed a bit of quality. You know, so it was a difficult night for all of us. So we win and lose together. I'm certainly not separating myself from it.
Seemed pretty upbeat. Like, it seems a surprise. You've lost by 54 points, but you do take positives out of the result.
So what's your question?
How can you be so positive after a 54-point result when you...
Well, I'm just analysing the game. My job's, you asked me what happened, and Shane said centre square bounces were significant. I agree with him. I gave you the numbers of 6-16, gave him territory, and then we couldn't get it out. So we're certainly not jumping over tall buildings in single bounds, but we've got to take the feedback, and we play Port Adelaide next week. There's no saviours for us. We've got to work through this. I think maybe had 8 players under 12 games. It's a lot. So, but that's where we're at and what we're doing. So what you want is Stephen Jire, Bailey Banfield and Chair and all those guys to understand that's the level. They're really a team that's fighting for top four, I'd imagine. I mean, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that would be their aspiration. And they've got all the tools to do that. So, but again, we'd like to fight and scrap and learn.
When you're talking about hardening up those players and making the team that bit tougher, how do you bring that out in those younger players?
Yeah, well, a little bit is about building the bodies. If you look at some of those young guys, you know, they've got really good young frames on them, like Adam Chera and Brayshaw and Ben. They're going to get bigger, stronger guys. They'll put on 4 or 5 kilos this year in their first year. They'll put 4 or 5 on their next year. Nat Fyfe went from 71 to 91 in 2 years. So you can put upwards of 20, up to 20. He's a really quick adapter and responder, but a number of our guys will need to put on about 12 kilos on over about 3 years. So you get bigger, stronger bodies, and with the body comes a bit more confidence that you can hold your ground and hit in. So that's how it happens. And we improve their technique. We do a lot of competitive work at training, teach them the technique and the skills to be in the contest.
When it looks at, I guess, going up against Port Adelaide next weekend, What are you going to have to do, I guess, to bring some of that out within a week or looking at this season? How can you bring that out?
Well, that's a challenge. I think if you look at Melbourne, they'd lost their 3 previous games, and I think they lost to St Kilda, had won 1 game for the year. So it's possible, and you just got to regroup. always say never as good, never as bad. Clearly it's pretty bad tonight, but Port Adelaide, a significant challenge, but we've been strong at home. We need to go and assess, is there anyone available pushing in? It's probably unlikely. Our Peel Thunder team didn't play that well, and it was, you know, we've got a fair injury rate at the minute, but we'll go away and assess, and there's only one way to get better, which is to train hard on the track and recommit. You can't be defined by results. You just got to take them as feedback, and you got to work hard.
You're pretty happy with the way, after Nat Fife's 150, with the way they sort of honoured him in that milestone. Yeah. You disappointed with that performance in Hilly's 200?
Well, as I said, I think there's mitigating circumstances. I thought Stephen, he couldn't have tried any harder tonight, Stephen. And, like, for the third quarter, where it was, there won't be 24 points with 10 seconds to go in that quarter. So, you know, you don't always live the fairy tale. I would think Stephen looked at his teammates and saw him pretty exhausted and thought, sometimes you're just not good enough. We weren't good enough tonight. That's just sometimes the facts. I mean, if people see it differently, I'm happy to hear it, but we weren't good enough tonight. And they were a better quality team than us, and that's just the way it is sometimes.
You spoke about that transition from D50. You brought in Nathan Wilson in the off-season. Is it something you need to target again, or are you happy to use guys like Chera, Brayshaw, and use them as...
Yeah, well, we reckon if you go back to the Carlton game, the starting three weren't there, I think. Blakely was out, Fife was out, and Sandilands was out. So, but that's just life. So, but we know our numbers when we played very good footy. Our transitioning, it was uncharacteristic tonight of those amount of turnovers. So you can go and do your own research, but if you have a look at it, we've been pretty healthy transitioning and scoring with the ball. The last 2 weeks, not so much.
Injuries tonight?
Nothing significant, I don't think. Yeah.
No one's sort of coming back for Port next week. Is there injury
problems? Playing for Port Adelaide or playing for Fremantle? No, I sort of alluded to that earlier, though. Hayden Ballantyne, outside chance. But no, we've got some young people that played in the twos, but they didn't play that well, but I'll have to get the numbers and assess them. You know, Tommy Norse down there, Talon Demand, probably it was him and Hughes 50-50, so he's a good chance. He's really athletic, you know, 191 running defender, so he may help. Got some senior guys down there, but I think it's more about the, you know, Mitch Crowden was down there, Harley Bennell played another game, so they're all the things we'll look at in the cold, well, no, cold light of day means, but we'll get to it at the right time is probably more how we should speak about it.
You talk about that Andy Brayshaw, Angus, when he pinned him on the wing here, would have excited the coach's box when the young player brought down his brother?
Yeah, it was really exciting. No, look, brotherly love, they all... Yeah, he would have tried hard, but I think Angus might be sort of more excited in his coach tonight than us, so that's just the way it is. Thanks, guys.